are tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek.
Welcome to Quick Charge. It's March 5th, 2025, and I'm your host, Joe Boris. It's a big day for new car debuts, so we're going to get right to it with the Volvo ES90. This 800-volt beauty is midway between SUV, sedan, and fastback, and it is absolutely gorgeous. The ES90 is Volvo's slipperiest car ever, with a 0.25 drag coefficient, which is impressive for a large sedan, especially one with Volvo badging. That means the ES90 also has amazing range, with Volvo touts at 700 kilometers or about 430 miles in the WLTP cycle, which should be north of 350 miles in EPA rating. The 102 kilowatt hour battery pushes the ES90 quite a bit further than the 310 miles of the boxier EX90. Specs aren't fully revealed yet, but the ones released so far, we like. 800-volt architecture means 350 kilowatt charging and going from 10 to 80% charge in about 20 minutes, despite a huge battery. 106 kilowatt hour or 102 kilowatt hour usable battery in all-wheel drive versions, 96 and 92 usable for rear-wheel drive. At WLTP 430-mile range, that means about 300-mile range in 20 minutes of charging, or 180 miles in 10 minutes, again, going over stuff that we've already said. Hardware ready for bi-directional charging, software not ready at launch, but it's there. Core computing system with a dual NVIDIA Drive AGX Orin configuration, 25 high-fidelity speakers from the Bowers & Wilkins developing 1,600 watts, supporting immersive Dolby Atmos audio and a special Abbey Road studio mode. Drag coefficient of 0.25, the best ever in Volvo's history, and a competitive figure for large sedan. Again, recap, Digital Key Plus allows easy access to your car with iPhone, Apple Watch, or Android phone. And as with all new generation Spa 2 Volvos, a top speed of 112 miles an hour. This is a really sharp looking hatchback sedan deal. If you look over here on the left, you can see it's got a cavernous opening here with the back seats folded down. This is a sharp looking vehicle. You can see the ADAS radar system here at the top of the roof, but it blends in really nicely. You've got sharp creases, good flowing lines. This is a beautiful car. This is what the Polestars should be. And I think personally, a stylish car like this makes a case to say that, hey, all the Polestars really should have just been gussied up Volvos to begin with. Inside, we've got multiple lighting options here, interior studio versus exterior natural lighting, showing off some of the ways that this leather and wool interior with the light natural wood plays off itself and gives you that light, airy feeling that Volvo has always believed translated into luxury. This is a very different take than that sort of cockpit vibe that you get out of an Audi or an Acura. This is much more open, architectural. Again, very Swedish design. Love it. But there's a lot more new cars out there, including the Volkswagen ID, everyone. This is a show version of a production car, a new electric Golf-style vehicle that's set to launch next year for about 20,000 euros. Per a detailed press release from Volkswagen today, the ID, everyone made its global debut as a sporty, compact show car that offers a preview of the production version slotted to launch sometime in 2027. The production version will follow the ID2 All, which should arrive in Europe as early as 2026, and it's expected to start at around $27,000. Both the Volkswagen ID2 All and ID Everyone, official production name pending, will launch as part of the new electric urban car family designed in Europe for Europe and will feature the automaker's front-wheel drive MEB platform technology. The release did not mention software, but considering the vital components for the EV success has been a hurdle for the brand, we expect at least some of Rivian's technology to make its way into these Euro models following a $5.8 billion partnership announced last summer. According to Volkswagen brand CEO Thomas Schaefer, the ID Everyone will help complete a diverse portfolio of electrified models of all sizes for Europe and other markets. The ID Everyone represents the last piece of the puzzle on our way to the widest model selection in the volume segment. That's according to the Volkswagen press release. We will then offer every customer the right car with the right drive system, including affordable, all-electric, entry-level mobility. Our goal is to be the world's technologically leading high-volume manufacturer by 2030, and as a brand for everyone, just as you would expect from Volkswagen. Volkswagen shared that the production version of the ID Everyone will be the first model in the entire group lineup to use, quote, a fundamentally new and particularly powerful software architecture. Does it start with an R and end with an Ivian? There's no confirmation here, but that sounds like it. Okay, back to the concept. Here's some brief specs. Top speed of 81 miles an hour, a new front-wheel drive motor that develops 94 horsepower. Current range is 155 miles, offers seating for four plus 10 cubic feet of cargo volume. Overall length is just over 152 inches. It is longer than the VW Up, but shorter than the ID2. Looking ahead, Volkswagen said it intends to offer the public a more robust preview of its new electric urban family car, including the ID Everyone and ID2. Coming this fall. For now, here's a closer look at the ID Everyone show car. We've got a bunch of specs and video in the show notes. You can go check them out there. I think this is a great car for Europe, just like the Chevy Spark. We do not need 400, 500, 800 horsepower cars driving around U.S. roads. 100 horsepower, 150 is plenty. That's what we had for decades. And man, if you didn't think a Camaro RS was slow, you weren't living in the 90s, my friend. But there's still a lot more vehicles out there, kind of the opposite of this Volkswagen for everyone. Cadillac's Escalade too small, new bigger $133,000 Escalade IQL might be the ticket. This is an incredibly, just incredibly decked out, luxurious EV. Definitely worth checking out if you're a livery town car kind of driver, if you're an Uber XL driver. There's a ton of incentives out there for businesses looking for a vehicle like this. Almost definitely going to be a class three. So big rebates and incentives out there for commercial fleets. Definitely go check this out. And finally, the Chevy Silverado EV Trail Boss and 1100 horsepower ZR2 electric race truck concept. This is all really cool stuff. It's in the show notes over at electrek.co. Go check those out and find out more about all that American excess. Over in China, this Chinese EV has surpassed Tesla's Model 3 sales, and Model Y may be next. That's according to Fred Lambert. The Tesla Model 3, once the most popular EV in the critical Chinese market, has been quickly surpassed by the Xiaomi SU7. And now they're coming after the Tesla Model Y. Is the mystical prophecy of the Tesla killer finally coming true? Hey, maybe it is, maybe it isn't, but Elon isn't doing himself any favors in terms of keeping that title, especially, you know, saying all the things he's saying and getting involved in politics the way he is. And it's having a negative effect on the brand. Yesterday, we talked a little bit about Tesla sales continuing to plummet. Well, now we have more data and we can see a 70% decrease in Germany, 44% in France, 34% in Netherlands, 45% in Norway. We've got nearly 50% in Denmark, over 40% in Portugal. Overall, throughout Europe, there's a 43.5% drop compared to last year. And the UK is the only market where, sales have gone up. That's 7.7%. Hard to really tell what that's being driven by, but hey, they must like something that he's doing, right? Now, in the US, in order to get those sales back up, Tesla is offering a rare 0% interest financing deal. And we covered this on the last episode, but it's worth repeating. You can get a Tesla Model 3 for 0% financing or zero money down and 0.99% financing if you qualify for that $7,500 federal tax credit. I'll have a link to that in the show notes, but I want to go over this deal here as kind of proof that you guys are incredibly fickle and I can never, ever please you. I come on this show several times a week and talk about Elon doing ridiculous, crazy stuff. And it's all bad, right? I don't have a ton of really nice things to say about Elon. And for people who are big fans of Elon, they go to the comments, they complain, we banter, it's fun. So today I said something positive about Elon and I got negative comments. So screw you guys. I'm just going to do whatever I want to do. Say what you will about Elon Musk, and I say plenty over on the Quick Charge podcast. The fact remains that we wouldn't be here talking about EVs at all if it wasn't for his marketing brilliance, bravado, and sheer force of will. Beyond that, Tesla simply offers a superior ownership experience through total software integration, unfettered access to the supercharger network, and the best EV route planning software this side of Chargeway. If you can stomach being associated with Elon or have an inside line on some spare Honda badges, you can get a new Model 3 for 0% interest or 0.99% with zero down if you apply the $7,500 tax incentive at the point of purchase. I will have a link to that in the show notes. And, I'll throw a link to that in the YouTube too. We'll make that one of those affiliate link deals. See if somebody wants to sell you a Tesla. That's all I've got for today, March 5th. It's a crazy day out there. Be sure to like and subscribe and tell me what I got wrong in the comments. And tariffs, chaos, war in Europe, man, just buckle up. It's going to be a wild 2025.